Yeah, so I went back to school and got my degree in psych nursing, Bachelor of Science Psych Nursing. And I started at, do you know where Pipestone is?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chinookwaka is right beside there. So that was my first community. I worked there for a couple of years, and then I moved over to Sioux Valley.
Okay, that's incredible. I mean, have you just always had that passion?
Yeah, my mom's side of the family has a ton of social workers, and I guess we've always been a helper, kind of her side of the family. She's a teacher and a music teacher, and my dad was always involved in the school board. So we've always been kind of one of those activist kind of families, I guess. And psych nursing appealed to me because, let's face it, the music business, I mean, there's a lot of people with some mental illness in the music business.
It's just incredible. I just wanted to jump in there. And I mean, especially just given Sioux Valley, some of the hardships they've had over the number of years and, you know, with the suicide prevention and awareness, that community has really gone through it. So to hear you kind of helping them out and then your music also touching a little bit on that was just really interesting.
Yeah, like it's been absolutely a struggle with, you know, we have a lot of mess. Suicidal ideation, it breaks my heart. And so that's something that we're working on really, really hard right now. It's all hands on deck. And I'm hoping that we're gonna curb this and we're going to get in front of it. And one of the most important things, I think, you know, I look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, but we need to get housing. We need to get safe housing. We need to get everybody in their own place. And we need to accommodate those people that are struggling with addiction and substance use disorder and get them, you know, in a safe spot, so that we can then look towards the future. But it takes the basics, housing, safe food supply, safe water supply. And we all know those have been issues in Indigenous communities all across this country.
Absolutely. And yeah, just to hear the passion that you have for this alongside your music career is just incredible. It's not something that you see every day. So I just had to jump in and get your thoughts on that. It's pretty cool that not a lot of people work with Indigenous communities and then also, you know, go and play Rogers Place with Live and Big Rec, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, it's such a privilege. Like, I think that if, and that's why I'm so passionate about it, and I talk about it a lot in every interview I can and stuff, because I think that Canadians are missing the boat here. There is a ton of resources within these Indigenous communities, natural remedies, social systems, systems of governance. All of these things are so valid and so important. And it's obvious to me that there is systemic racism, and it is devised to kind of like eradicate that culture. And it's, you know, as somebody that works in the communities and stuff, it's so important for us to lean into that culture and to embrace that culture and to, you know, encourage the youth. Like, don't buy into the narrative that you're getting fed from, you know, the Wachichi media. Like, get familiarized with your culture and lean into it, because this will save you. This will bring you out of this depression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so refreshing to hear from somebody in your position. It's incredible. I commend you for all the work that you do, not only with your music career, but especially on this, working with Indigenous communities. It's awesome.
I'm hoping that we can figure out a way to go from treatment to sort of sober living for a while. And then when people are ready to make that move back into the, you know, into their own family with their home there, or into a situation within the community, but a different one that suits them, then we can do that. Because otherwise, the deck is stacked against them every time.